Podshow is pleased to bring you the following killer content direct from the all-new feature-rich podshow.com. Get it, play it, dig it.
Windy City Queer Cast.
Gays and lesbians are all the rage.
We're here and we're queer.
Windy City Queercast.
We are talking mega gay.
Ooh, I like that.
I'm Peter Maverick.
I'm Amy Matheny.
This Queercast is brought to you in part by
Bud Light. Always worth it. American Airlines. Offering the GLBT community exciting vacation packages online at aa.com/rainbow. LaSalle Bank. LaSalle Bank, making more possible.
And you're listening to the Windy City Queercast. This is show number 71. I'm Peter Maverick.
And I'm Amy Matheny.
Hello.
Well.
Yes.
Now, this is going to be part PSA. That's how we're going to start this one because
PSA.
I got something to talk about.
Poor sucker. Angry.
Okay. Because I'm angies. So I was, as usual, I'm dedicated to listening to Yeast Radio and the Madge Weinstein and all that good stuff over there.
Shout out.
On Madge's show. Hey, Madge. And
we give you a pod snap.
What was she put some stuff on Q Potter that I noticed. And basically what's going on right now is that a handful of senators, all from the GOP, of course, decided that they were going to try to restrict net and satellite recording and sort of the distribution mechanisms for that. So what they're trying to do is reintroduce a bill into the Senate. It's called the Platform Equality for Remedies for Rights Holders Music Act, or PERFORM. That's many people know it as the PERFORM Act. They're trying to reintroduce it by Senators Dianne Feinstein, Lindsey Graham, Joseph Biden, and Lamar Alexander, California, South Carolina, Delaware, and Tennessee, respectively. And basically, they've wanted to...
Well, that was an old one, right?
That was the original one. But
right.
these are people who are reintroducing it. They're bringing it back in.
The same people?
Yeah. They want to bring it back in. It's sort of strange because they did it... The moral of the story is they're trying to put digital rights management, DRM, on any streaming service on the internet.
Mm.
Now, right now, we don't have that restriction because we're podcasters. We're free and clear. We can do whatever we want.
Right.
Going forward, they want to change that. They want to make it so that we can't do this podcast free and clear. And in fact, we would need to use some sort of government devised proprietary solution, similar to the way that iTunes has DRM or all kinds of things like that.
I don't understand. So does this mean like you don't get cable television for free? You have to pay for cable television. And so people would start having to figure out how to.
You have to use licensed technology to stream internet radio. That's basically what they're saying.
Well, this is just about money, right?
It's totally about money. And it's totally about them really trying to unwind what they think is an easy problem. They think this is the quick fix. And it's really unfortunate. And I cannot stress enough to all of you, you need to talk to your senators about this.
We need to put a PDF. Can we do that on our website? Like a letter that people could just download and
send? Well, I've got one better.
Okay.
I've got one better. I've got on radiopeter.com, and I'll also cross post this on the Windy City Queercast, but I've actually pre-written a letter.
Yeah.
I've pre-written a letter. You can just copy and paste it. I even give you the links where you can send it to, if you're in Illinois, where you can send it to Senator Obama and Senator Durbin. That's Barack Obama and Dick Durbin. You can go right in their contact thing. You can put what it's about and you can fire it away. Go ahead and send that. Barack Obama is a podcaster. I don't know how many of you out there know. In Illinois, he is our senator. He's one of our senators, and he does podcast. Senator Durbin also streams of video media online. Mm. So we have two really good potential supporters of this in Illinois, which is good because that's two seats. So we need more. But really, you guys have to get together. You have to talk to your senators and you have to make this happen, because if they do decide to restrict this, it is going to change the way podcasting, but it could potentially change the way podcasting is done. And my whole point to what I make in this letter, basically what I say is, you know, we have the freedom of speech in this country,
right?
And I should be able to disseminate my freedom of speech any way that I want.
Right.
So folks, I highly recommend you do it. You don't have to just copy and paste it. If you want to write a personal message to them, please go ahead and do it. But it's just something we really need to speak up about, because there are too few people trying to control too many of us. And I know we can mobilize ourselves in the queer community, right, when we need to. So, and the straight community as well, for anybody listening to this, it's just so important that you do it and you do something about it. This is not one of those things that you can be passive about, because I don't want to go away. I love doing what we're doing here.
Yeah.
I don't want to have to channel this through some other medium. You know, I mean, if someone says, oh, your internet radio, bam, that sort of hampers us.
Yeah.
We're kind of not there.
Well, then you get owned by like a few conglomerates, which is exactly what's happened to radio, which is exactly
what we don't want to happen.
What we don't want to have happen. Well, I might send your letter and then a little personal postscript to Barack Obama saying, you're so hot. I'm a lesbian.
Just because you saw him shirtless.
He is so hot.
So
I didn't see him shirtless.
You didn't see those pictures?
Mm-mm.
Oh, you've been in your show.
I've met him,
it.
You know.
I have too.
And I have shaken his hand long before he was a senator.
Mm-hmm.
And he is a beautiful man.
He is.
He's got a great energy.
And a handsome family, and he's very strong. I have not read his book, though. It's on my to-do list, and I still have not read it.
Lesbians for Barack.
That's not his book. But, you know, he's talking president stuff.
No, I got
That's
his book. I got his
today.
Book for Christmas, and I haven't read it yet. I did.
Well, when you're finished,
my best friend got it for me. Yeah, I'll let you know.
So, you know, he's talking president stuff now. He really is. It's out there. It's coming in the news. So I'm excited to see how that turns out. He will be, he will already have been on Oprah by the time you guys hear this show. So I hope that you saw it. If you didn't, check Oprah out late at night, because you can see that is the one that I have. Guess what I did? I DVR recorded it. I can't say TiVo because I don't have a TiVo, but
that's okay.
I took the plunge.
It's like Kleenex. You can say it. You can say you TiVo'd it and you don't really have TiVo.
But that's not the big news. I took the plunge. I did it. I have cable television.
You got cable TV.
And I have a DVR. I had to go through RCN because Comcast was being assholes, so I couldn't do it.
Yep.
I had to go to the Comcast store on North Avenue for them to tell me, we can't bring you Comcast to your house.
Why not?
I don't know. They couldn't tell me that over the phone. The woman who was the queen of Ebonics, as far as I'm concerned. I walked in there. I walked up to that window. She went typing. Like, I called on the phone and
Why
said,
couldn't they bring you cable? That makes no sense.
I called on the phone and said, I would like to have Comcast in my house. Can you get service to my house? And the lady started processing the order. She said, there's a hold on your unit. She said, you need to go to the Comcast store to tell them that, hey, there's not a hold on my unit. I'm not this person who was here before. And can I have cable, please? So I go do my, you know, I'm like, oh, thank you. That sucks. But I'll go to the store. So I go get up early on a Saturday morning, get myself together, go walk over there, walk from North and Clybourne over there, walk on the door, wait 20 minutes in line. This woman with fingernails longer than I don't know what starts typing. Oh, well, honey, I'm sorry. We can't bring cable to your house. We don't service your area. She's like, somebody from Comcast used to live in your house, but we don't service your place. I was like, what the hell does that mean?
So freaking crazy.
Oh my God. I was livid. I did not get mad at her because I know it was not her fault, but let's just say I'm glad she was behind glass, because I probably would have reached out and struggled.
It's interesting. You should probably be able to call, like, you couldn't call customer service, or she was customer service. I
mean,
guess.
Yeah. What are they going to do? I called customer service originally to order cable.
Cause you don't have logo, right? If you don't have Comcast.
No, you gotta pay on RCN. You can get it on Digital Plus. You just have to pay for it.
So now you don't have high def.
But I do.
You do have high def.
Well, I don't have a high def TV though.
You don't have a
but
high
I have
def
a high def DVR.
Look at that. You just got to get you a high def
I can
TV.
Actually see it on my TV, and it looks better than regular TV. It's just not stretched out or anything like that. But, can I just say, Paula Deen, you are my new Julia Child.
Really?
Everything with Paula Deen starts with a stick of butter.
I know.
She should just dip butter in sugar and eat it,
honey,
for the rest
you
of
are
life.
Gonna cable television.
Oh my Lord, I have
you
already
will give me a run for my money now,
honey,
on the pop culture
with the Golden Globes. I watched the 3-hour Golden Globes in exactly 35 minutes. I timed
isn't
it.
That awesome?
Oh my God,
you'll never watch television the same way again, because you can fast forward through all. I don't watch anything in real time anymore.
No,
sometimes we'll just get up and go do something for 20 minutes so we can can just start a show, even if it was starting like
at
8 o'clock.
No, you,
we'll get up for the first 15, 20 minutes and go do something else. Like I'll go brush my teeth or wash my face or something. And then I'll come back. Yeah. So it's, then I can just go right through the commercials.
I think I'm going to coin the word pre-TiVo. I call that pre-TiVoing because I pre-TiVoed my entire day yesterday or my entire day the other day because I was just hanging out and I was pre-TiVoing stuff just so I could fast forward through the commercials while I was watching it.
Yep.
And as I was watching it, I was pre-TiVoing the next one and the next one and the next one. But the little RCN tuner is pretty hot. It does two channels, dual tuner.
Yeah.
It's really, I like it, but I'm addicted already.
I'm telling you.
I can't wait for the big love. We're going to have big love parties at my house, I think.
I want to be at the big love party.
Yeah, we're going to have big love
parties. We're talking
parties.
About HBO's hot series, Big Love,
oh my
if
God.
You don't know what
and
we're talking about.
Bill Paxton not look incredible?
You know what I love is that I was telling one of my straight friends the other day, I was saying, you know, if I had to be straight, then I totally want to be in a relationship where polygamy was running rampant because then it would be like me and the guy. I wouldn't have to do him that often because he'd be in rotation. And I have some great girls in the house, especially if I could help pick them out and they were hot.
Well, there's that whole lesbian thread that's coming maybe in season two because remember those two, we saw those two wives rubbing feet underneath the table. Not in the main house.
Oh.
The bigger guy who has three wives and he was thinking of getting a fourth. Two of his wives were rubbing feet under the card table when they were playing cards.
I didn't even notice that.
Girl. Now that I'm sure that was an afterellen.com.
I don't know. I haven't seen it.
But that was there may be a whole
so
lesbian.
So now you have the HBO,
polygamy.
You have the Showtime,
oh
you have
my God.
It all. You can watch The Weeds.
Don't have the HBO.
Oh, you don't have the HBO. You just have Showtime.
To have the Showtimes.
So you're missing Rome, which I am.
That's okay, because I think I'm going to have to get those DVDs because I've heard, I've heard that I may have to pause them and
yeah,
take
you will.
Care
There's
of some
full
business.
Full frontal in Rome.
Yeah.
Full frontal in Rome.
I'm looking forward to the Caligula-esque nature of it.
Yeah, we've been, Kelly didn't watch it last year, so we have been watching it. So they're all saved in my TiVo, even though it just premiered this past week. It premiered and it's, you know, and it's on again. But, we have them all saved. So I'm going back and watching them with her. And I'm sitting on my hands because I want to see. I mean, you know, obviously we know what happens to Julius Caesar. We've all read history.
Yeah.
But
you'd hope people know what happened to Julius Caesar.
It's so, I love it. I just think it's really a great show. Really, really wrong and great and naughty and provocative and all of it.
Do they release season one yet or are they doing the whole box set for both?
I don't know. I don't know, but you know, they go back through, they've been kind of getting everybody who didn't watch it on HBO. They ran all the episodes over the past
few weeks. Is it syndicated yet or no? It's still only on HBO. Because I expect it to come to Bravo.
Yeah, you know,
like
they syndicated Sopranos and I haven't watched that because I'm like, how in the hell can they do Sopranos without all that language and without being in the titty bar and they're figuring it out on A&E. It's on A&E now.
Well, on Bravo, they're giving 6 Feet Under and I don't know if they're cutting it up or not.
And you know, Sex and the City is on...
Oh yeah, but that TBS edit is it's horrible.
Yeah, well, I don't know.
I was like, I want to see Samantha say fuck a little bit more, please.
Yeah.
See, I could not have said the word fuck if they decide to put these restrictions on.
You Samantha say the word fuck.
Yeah, I couldn't have done that if they decide to put these restrictions on us.
Speaking
it's really going to cripple
Did you
everything.
Watch Sex and the City?
I start to finish everything.
Okay. So you know the absolute hunk guy? The good looking guy. You know, he's on, he was on Brothers and Sisters a couple of weeks ago. Mm-hmm. And I didn't think he looked as hunky anymore. But that was just me.
I think he started to work out more.
I was watching him in high def. And I can tell you.
I think he started to work out more. And that's a problem I have with some actors is that they're kind of soft, but yet muscular in the beginning of a series.
Yeah.
But at the end of it, like at the end of 6 Feet Under, they're all fucking meathead muscle boys. I'm like, no, that's not cute. You were pretty when you were soft and when you were gently defined.
Yeah.
Speaking of which, I did abs the other day and could not get out of the fucking bed.
Are you still running the marathon? Is this still your thing?
I don't know about the marathon. Maybe we'll do the marathon together. Maybe we can do the half marathon.
Yeah, honey. I'd do a marathon if it was a relay and we had about 20 other podcasters with us. And there was a baton. And it's not one I'm passing.
We'll
it's some drag queen
we'll
like twirling it.
Imagine Wanda to come do a marathon.
Oh, good
do a marathon
God. I don't know.
Can I do it on a Segway?
Yes. Okay. Yes. I'm telling you, I'm starting to work out. I've picked my personal trainer, Sue. And
ooh, is she hot?
Yeah.
That's dangerous.
Hot.
Don't.
She's straight.
I don't care.
And we're friends.
But
so,
you're going to be looking at her bits and pieces and you're going to miss something.
I'm
and
not gonna
you're going to hit your head.
Don't say
with
this.
The machine. Be
I hope
careful.
Sue's not listening or anybody that knows Sue. But anyhow, I am going to start. I'm starting a regiment
good.
Starting in February. So
good.
I got, you know, the show. get the show open and then the regiment starts.
Well, maybe we'll be doing a little cardio at some point together. We can go for a little joggy jog or a little, just a little one. Just a little. Maybe we
can. I got the dog. We can jog with the dog.
We can jog with the dog and the recorder. So we can take you, we can do, we
can podcast.
Okay,
were you one of these people who like ran with a friend and like tried to talk? Because I had a friend that I used to get up early in the morning. This was even in high school. I used to get up early in the morning and she could just run and talk. And I'm a talker and I would be like,
but
like, wait, I can't breathe,
but
let alone
talk.
That's
how you know you need to keep a jogging pace where you're still conversational, because you're pushing yourself too hard or you're not pushing yourself hard enough. That's the right pace. That's how you know. So it's, I talk to myself when I'm jogging. I'm like singing and saying stuff when I'm solo.
Well, talk to me by April. I'm thinking by the time, well, it gives me February, March, April to build up some stamina good. Because I'm thinking by the time like Gay Idol hits its end, I want some guns. And I want I want some guns.
I know somebody who can airbrush them on for you.
Okay, maybe we'll just do that. Look for me in June. I will have worked so hard the first 6 months of the year.
You can have an 8-pack. You can have a 12-pack. We can draw it all on.
I can get the abs. The abs just take me doing anything, which I haven't done in so damn long, except not smoke.
Apparently,
which is,
I haven't either. And I had sex a couple times the other month. And I was like, oh my God, I have a muscle there. Ooh. Yeah, I really couldn't get out of bed.
Ooh. You are hilarious.
Crazy as hell. It was crazy as hell. We've got a great show today. We have, I love talking to queer podcasters because it's so fascinating to speak with them. We have Maynard from bearpodcast.com is joining us. And I love that in podcasting, you could just say, is there a podcast about bears? And you Google it and bam, like 50 of them.
Well, because I just want to know about bears. Remember we were talking and I was like, I don't understand. Like, what is a bear? What is this? And Peter, I love that you are going to get to the nut of the matter. You're just going to get it down to its little root and dig and dig.
And dig. And that's also what's going to happen when we talk to some people from the Leather Archives, which is coming up.
Well, yes.
It's delightful. But yes, we are going to be.
You just stick your hand in and grab it.
No, honey, you don't grab anything when you stick your hand in. That's dangerous. You just withdraw.
You just withdraw slowly.
Withdraw.
With lube.
Madge says
in loving words.
Pop it.
Oh,
because I think it makes a
God.
Popping noise. When you
good God.
So you walked into all this, not me. You started
this
thread.
I did. I started the bears. I just want to know about the bears.
So we are going to be talking to Maynard from the Bear Podcast at bearpodcast.com shortly. Plus, we've got all kinds of goodies for you. Jerry's here hanging out with us and so much more. We've got great news for you as always. So we will be back after this.
Find out what happened before Dorothy dropped in at Wicked, Chicago's newest smash hit musical, and the untold story of the Witches of Oz.
Popular, I know about popular.
Popular, USA Today calls Wicked a triumph. And Time magazine writes, if every musical had the brain, the heart, and the courage of Wicked, Broadway really would be a magical place. Now, this Grammy Award-winning blockbuster has cast its spell over Chicago. Wicked, at the Ford Center for the Performing Arts, Oriental Theater.
And nobody in all of Oz, no wizard that there is or was, is ever gonna bring me.
Call 312-902-1400 or visit BroadwayInChicago.com today. Because the longer you wait, the longer you'll wait to see Wicked, sponsored by Chase.
Need a vacation from your holiday? Crave some real relaxation and cuddle time without Cousin Susie watching your every move? Not to worry, GayHotelDiscounts.com is here to help. If you're a queen in need of a king, bed that is, you can find the luxury you desire at a price you can afford. Powered by the strongest search engine on the web, GayHotelDiscounts.com are your gay travel experts.
Bud Light presents Real Men of Genius. Today we salute you, Mr. Professional Figure Skater.
Mr. Professional Figure Skater.
While lesser men strapped on skates and played hockey, you donned skin-tight leotards and a teeny cowboy hat and learned figure eights.
Going round and round.
You practiced and practiced, hoping, knowing, someday you'd be good enough to wear a giant puppet costume and skate in an ice show.
Welcome to the big time.
Skate perfectly and you're a crowd pleaser. Mess up and fall on your butt and you're still a crowd pleaser.
Oh!
So crack open an ice cold Bud Light, oh Titan of the Tights. You may never wear a medal, but sequins are shiny too.
Mr. Professional Figure Skater.
Bud Light Beer, Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.
Culture Club. Culture Club. Culture Club.
Theater.
Music.
Dance.
Art.
Performance.
Provocative.
Hilarious.
Exciting.
Queer.
Innovative.
Campy.
Edgy.
Original.
Get
some culture in your life.
Join the club.
For the week of January 15th, 2007, you are in Chicago's Culture Club.
About Face Theater presents Execution of Justice, Emily Mann's landmark play exploring the assassination of Harvey Milk and the trial of Dan White and the infamous Twinkie defense. This must-see production, directed by Gary Griffin of Broadway's The Color Purple and The Apple Tree, is playing now at the Victory Gardens Greenhouse, 2257 North Lincoln. For tickets to Execution of Justice, call 773-871-3000 or visit aboutfacetheater.com.
The Wooden Breeks begins January 24th at the Looking Glass Theater in the Water Tower Waterworks. Heidi Stillman directs Glenn Berger's masterful tale of a man tormented by the memory of his beloved and stuck in his own story. Join dreamers, schemers, and would-be lovers navigating their way through the murky Scottish town of Brood. For tickets, call 312-337-0665 or visit lookingglasstheater.org.
And for more Culture Club, visit windycitytimes.com.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Jerry Potter's Fix. Recently, I had the privilege of going to a new packaging and logo premiere for Highland Park Whiskey. This is a single malt whiskey. We had an excellent lunch, and this was at kevinsrestaurant.com, 9 West Hubbard here in Chicago. I tried the braised beef short ribs. They were excellent, so I got an excellent lunch and got to try out this single malt whiskey. It's award-winning. We're schooled by an expert there. Tried 12-year, 15-year, 18-year, all different kinds. And we learned a lot about the tasting. That it's not just like tasting a wine. It's actually nominated to be one of the best spirits in the world. Everyone should try this whiskey. It'll warm you up on a cold winter's day here in Chicago. www.highlandpark.co.uk. And that's Highland Park. It has a great website. You get to check out their new logo. They have new packaging and something you can ask about your local restaurant or store. So thank you very much. Keep trying new things on Jerry Potter's Picks and listening to Jerry Potter's Picks on Windy City Queercast.
And this is your Windy City Queercast news. Geraldo Cruz Jr., an HIV-positive truck driver who accused his employers of illness-related discrimination in McAllen, Texas, has settled his federal case. A defense attorney for EC Trading Limited, one of the two companies that hired Cruz in 2004, denied Cruz's claims and said the settlement was for less than $10,000.
New York City Council Speaker Christine Quinn, the first female and first openly gay individual in that position, has taken the first concrete step to enter the 2009 mayoral race by hiring a fundraiser who previously worked for Governor Spitzer.
The body of Fanta Jack Fumarathan, an 18-year-old University of Texas fraternity pledge who died of alcohol poisoning, was defaced with anti-gay epithets and obscene drawings. The Travis County Medical Examiner's Office reported that partygoers used green and black markers to write "fag," "I'm gay," and "I am fat" on Fumarath's head, face, torso, legs, and feet. A family lawyer has said that Fumarath was not gay.
In New Jersey, Attorney General Stuart Rabner announced that clergy, unlike government officials who regularly conduct marriages, do not have to perform civil unions for gay couples. In a letter to the state's Registrar of Vital Statistics, Rabner said the state's anti-discrimination law does not apply to clergy whose religious beliefs prevent them from uniting two people of the same sex.
Madonna's performance at London's Wembley Arena during her Confessions tour will be released on a CD-DVD set by Warner Brothers on January 30th. The CD contains 13 tracks, including an uncensored version of Live to Tell, and 4 songs that were not aired on a Thanksgiving NBC special in the States.
And who wants to watch the NBC special? Don't we want to watch it on DVD?
Madonna Raw.
Yeah. Former supermodel Eve Saville has officially come out of the closet almost 7 years after a pal told The Advocate that the leggy French-Canadian was a lesbian. Saville, who was discovered by Jean-Paul Gaultier, had never confirmed or denied the story, but recently revealed all on pal Tyra Banks' talk show.
Everybody talks on Tyra. More than 500,000 online votes were cast for Gay.com's Gay Vote 2006, which names the hippest and hottest trends in people from the past year. Among the favorite art, Jake Gyllenhaal, the male celebrity we wish most were gay, Comedy Central's Stephen Colbert, Person of the Year, The Devil Wears Prada as the favorite film, Flirting with Gayness, sort of a hot trend, Daniel Craig, the hottest male body.
Wow.
Not true, Adrian Pastar. Mm. And Justin Timberlake's Sexy Back as the best song.
And that is your Windy City Queercast News.
Here's your kid's meal.
Oh, thank you.
Don't forget, that comes with a free prize.
A pony!
What do you say, Maggie?
Thank you!
What if wherever you went, you got more than you were expecting?
Turn left on Ashland Avenue.
Whoa, this GPS thing is amazing.
I know.
We've never gotten to Debbie's this fast.
Turn right on Wood Place.
Look, there's her house.
And remember, her boyfriend's name is Kurt, not Chris. Chris was her last boyfriend.
At LaSalle Bank, we think more is precisely what you should expect. More responsiveness, more service, more convenience. In a word, more.
The doctor will see you now.
My appointment's not for another 10 minutes.
Well, the doctor's running a little ahead today.
And with any luck, our philosophy will catch on everywhere. LaSalle Bank, making more possible. LaSalle Bank N.A., member FDIC.
Windy City Queercast is brought to you in part by Broadway in Chicago and Wicked, the most popular musical in Chicago history. For tickets, visit wickedthemusical.com/Chicago.
Hi, Neil D. Paris here from newworldastrology.com, Windy City's very own astrologer. Now you can have a personal reading based on your own birth chart. Discover your life path, your gifts and challenges this lifetime, relationship compatibility, career, finance, and more. Practical advice using real astrology. It's unique to you. You'll be amazed what your birth chart reveals. Everyone has a unique life purpose. What's yours? Find out more at newworldastrology.com.
Is it always right to pursue these feelings?
Hey, this is Ari Gold, and you're listening to the Windy City Queercast.
And I know that I've been down this road before.
When some people say the word bear, they think of that big furry animal in the forest that eats honey and loves salmon and all that good stuff. But when I think of the word bear, I think of those big furry men in the club that love to eat. Maybe we won't go there. Today we're joined by The Nard, by Maynard from bearpodcast.com, a show that talks about bears, cubs, and the quote gay masculine lifestyle, various bear events, bear profiles, interviews, and lots more good bear stuff. Maynard, how you doing?
Yes, very good here.
Hey, how are you?
Thank you, Peter and Amy, for having me on your show. Yeah.
It's my pleasure. I'm so fortunate, I think, when we talk to different podcasters out there that, you know, you want a podcast about something, you type it in Google and boom, there it is.
And there's a podcast. Yeah.
And there's a podcast.
There's a bear hibernating in Texas, freezing.
Oh, yeah, especially right now. Yeah, especially here in Texas. I don't know why, but it's about 35 degrees here. And it's really freezing.
Well, you're a bear. You're good and furry.
For us
and
here in the South.
There you go. That's right. True. It's true.
Yeah, I mean, we're like 20 some odd degrees here, and we're like, yeah, it's kind of cold.
Whatever. Yeah.
we're used cold. To it. Yeah. So let's start by talking about a little bit of terminology, because I think a lot of people in the community know a little bit about the terminology, but maybe the girls want to learn some more. And a lot of people outside of the community don't know nothing about nothing.
Our listeners don't know what a bear is, do they? So, come on.
So what's to you, what's a bear?
Well, to me, since I'm a bear admirer, a bear is someone who's, let's say, heavy on the side, perhaps, and usually sports a beard, and they have body hair usually, and you know, it comes to mind that they don't like manscaping. So Yeah, and you know,
that means like trimming and getting shaving and all that stuff.
Well, I know some do. Some do like trimming, but you know, it's in general, these are guys who are bigger than usual, and these are the type that go out and don't really go to discos or anything. Well, some do, but it's just that it's more like it's not your main. It's like a non-mainstream gaze that we know, like just like the queer as folk characters or the. Or the queer eye for the straight guy people. No, it's not not much like that. But it's more like the people who are watch football or drink and go to the gay bars and wear leather, and some would wear overalls and stuff like that. And yeah, these are pretty much the regular guys that we see. That, like I said, like the non-mainstream gays that we know.
These are the guys. These are the guys that could, you don't know that they're gay. Like, that I
would.
Well, right?
I don't know. Well, I mean, if you're come on. Seeing a guy in leather.
Come on. Well, not the leather, but, you know, like big hairy guys, not groomed. You know, my folks would probably think that was a big, you know, beefy straight guy. Right? I don't know.
Oh, yeah.
Well, and now within the realm of bear, I guess there's all these other little terms that have been cropping up, and it's kind of fascinating to me. I've been out for about 15 years, and I've been hanging out in different communities, and I like to try and swim in different waters. But like, I'm hearing about cubs and otters, and even about manatees. So can you shed
manatees.
Some light?
I don't well, know about I guess manatees.
A manatee is a big man who doesn't have any hair.
Oh,
it's a big giant hairless man.
Oh, okay. This is because Peter has hairless pussies. He has hairless cats that run around his house, and he's fascinated by hairless things.
The snow is not about my pussy. It's about bears.
I know. It's always about your pussies. Always.
So, like, cubs, otters, what are those?
Well, cubs. Yeah, for example, I'm a cub. I would call myself a cub because I'm smaller than the regular bear that you have, that you may be familiar with. And otters would be the smooth kinds, and I'm smooth. I guess I would be an otter. Yeah, it would be people who are, you know, who are smaller. They're just these labels are pretty much to determine what they are or how they go in the in bear communities, and some ignore them, some use them just to make an easy reference. Yeah, so cub is somewhat of a smaller version of a bear, and an otter would be a even smaller or thinner hairy guy. No, a thinner hairy guy would be a wolf. There are a lot of terms like this, but in general, there's also a term called polar bears, or the older bears,
because they're white and so is this a way for? I mean, in your life, do you actively? You said you like bears. You're into bears. So is that? Do you say, okay, I'm not going to date anybody but a bear, or do you use that terminology to help you meet people, or what's it used for? I mean, why stratify yourself like that?
It's easier to reference. Like, actually, my partner is a bear, and he lives in New Orleans, and it's funny because I met him in a Nations and Friends party, and he's a bear, and I met up with him, and it's nice that this is the very type that I like. Not only the physical, of course, the personality and stuff, but in general, for bears, these are what I'm attracted to personally, and having facial hair and having a bigger physique, heavier on the side, hairy body. Yeah, that's pretty much in my community, in the bear community, are admired, we admire.
Now, how long has this been going on? Like, how long has the bear community kind of been alive and well in the gay community?
Yeah, actually, there's this book by there are these books by let's say from Ron Sreccia and some other books that he referred to in his books that talk about these bears, that it may have started back in the 80s or mid 80s, I'm not sure per se, but around in the early 90s, bear groups began sprouting, and this is when people were able to refer to bears and having a common thinking that you know, these are people who are bears, and they want to get together. Let's say go a movie and stuff like that, and do charities, and out came bear events, wherein people from all over the world would uh, go to go to a certain state or a certain city just to get together. Mm-hmm. And that's when people get together to have fun and meet people who are bears and cubs and people like them. And so, it's been going on since the 90s, I believe. Yeah.
So we're looking at still, I think, a very young community. Young meaning in the sense that it hasn't been a community for years and years and years.
Yeah, it's pretty much like a subculture of a subculture. You know, the gay bear culture is a subculture of the gay world. Yeah, that's pretty much it.
Well, and it's interesting too, because over the years when I've talked to people who identify as bear, or people who identify, you know, more in the leather community, I think people find that the bear community is very, almost what you'd think of, just very warm, mm-hmm. kind of jovial, kind of fun loving group of guys, you know, fun loving kind of group of guys. This is not kind of like the scary bear in the woods that you have to stay still or back up from. I mean, seriously, like I really get always such a warmth and a kindness and a love of life from the bear community. Are there kind of mottos and ways of, you know, being a part of the gay community that you see as being attributes of the bear community?
Well, let me see. Just probably I myself would go to a bear event and see people. And if they're attracted to a person, like this would be something common that they would say, woof. Yeah, they would woof at people. And
I say that too sometimes. What am I? Does that make me a bear? Like, woof.
You're a lady bear.
I'm a lady bear. I'm a mama bear. I'm going to be a baby bear.
Actually, what I heard from, I heard it sort of a long time ago. If the fag hags that go with the gay guys, but if there are girls to go with the bears are the Goldilocks.
Well, that see, now that would be like me. I could be a Goldilocks.
I love that term. That's fabulous. I have to do that. So you mentioned very briefly the leather community. Is this a part of the leather community? Are there many tie-ins with the leather community, or is it just something that some bears do? Because now it seems like the lines are blurring so much. So I always see leather, but yet bears. But where's the line?
Yeah, actually, that's another probably a subset. There are bears who are into leather, but not all bears. Like my partner, he's a bear, but he's not into leather. Mm. I myself am not into leather, but I do like people. I do like seeing people who are in leather.
Yeah.
But of course, within the leather community, like here in Houston, there's this club called the Houston Council of Clubs, it includes not only bears, but also includes even straight people who are into leather. So leather, people in leather is just more of a bigger umbrella group, I guess.
I see. Mm-hmm. So no, go ahead.
Yeah, go ahead. sorry, go ahead.
No, I was just going to say, I've sort of noticed, and I don't know if you find this too, that, you mentioned in the early 90s, when things were heating up and I also, was coming out at that point too, I noticed the bears were online right away. And I find that the bear presence, there's so much more, I don't know why, but it seems like there's so much more of a bear community online than just about any other segment of us, with except maybe the T and GLBT, the transgender community. I think they got the bears beat. But do you find that it's a very active online community as well?
Very much so, that many websites like Bear WWW, Bear Dar, and Bear City, and Bear 411, that these websites sprout out about probably in the 90s also, just to cater to the bear community. And this is where it's funny, because when you go in there, there are bear related traits wherein if you have age, sex and size, they have their facial hair, are you smooth, stuff like that. They have that, those kind of attributes in your bear profile. So yeah, instead of, we call it bear profile instead of personal ads. It's more like bear profile.
Men are so different than women. I am just fascinated. Y'all are so different.
Well, we can pick and choose. We can taste everything in the box
you
of candy.
Do.
It's delightful.
I think lesbians should start doing this more often. Maybe they do. Maybe it's just me. So, girls, you can write me on that. I don't know.
So talking about the online community, that brings us to your show. And you are actually, not only are you a podcaster, you're a gay podcaster, and you're also a bear podcast, and you're the producer of bearpodcast.com. Tell us a little bit about, why did you start podcasting? Why was it important for you to create a show about this community, or part of this community?
Yeah, because I remember back in when I started back in August 2005. It was when iTunes started having podcasts in their services. I looked around and stuff, and I saw Distorted View, Geest Radio, and Wanda Wisdom, and there are gay podcasters, and I noticed that there are no bear podcasts. There are no podcasts for that would cater for bears. So I thought of starting one. And I knew how to do RSS feeds, and I knew how to produce MP3 files. So there I go. I started one, and
good for you. You started talking.
Yeah, I started talking, and what I did was really just think of a format. It's always good for me to think of a format instead of just sitting there and talk and I don't know what we're going to talk about. So I thought of having a theme or a format wherein I promote the bear events of different groups in the world, whether it's here in the U.S. or in Australia or in Europe or wherever, and probably talk about people who are going to these events. Yeah, so that's pretty much what I did.
When you've talked to these people from all over, where do you think the bear community is the strongest? And where would people be surprised that it's very strong?
Well, I might be biased because I'm here in the U.S. and then there's a lot.
There's a lot here.
Yeah, there's a lot. I would say they're going to be concentrated more on the Florida side or in the East Coast or in the... on the West Coast, not much in the Midwest. I'm not sure, but
which is so fascinating because I think that the profile of a bear looks just like a Midwestern guy.
Yeah, to me, it's like a big Wisconsin guy.
Yeah,
yeah, that's true, and there's a lot.
And what about other countries? Are there countries that you have found interest that they've got some strong bear culture?
Oh yes, especially in Europe, in the United Kingdom. I remember the first profile that I described or that I talked about in the show was a guy in the UK. It's been a long time. I think his profile name was Sing Bear because he sings. Mm-hmm. He's a bear who sings there in the UK because I wasn't sure how I'm going to tackle featuring people here in the US. Mm-hmm. So that's when I started out with a person in the UK. And whenever I look at the Frapper map, sometimes I would see people who are there in the in Germany or in Ireland, or people would view the website from there, and I'm amazed of these people there in the Europe that were also interested in the show.
Yeah, it's
they're,
true.
They're all over the place. The listeners are everywhere. So first, I have to I also have to congratulate you. You just celebrated your 100th episode a couple episodes ago. Congratulations on that!
Thank you very much.
That's huge, I think, in the podcasting world for you, especially starting in August 2005. That's a lot of history behind you. But shortly after you started the program, you got a co-host or co-hostess. I'm not sure what you would call it's Excalibur.
It's a co-host of mine.
Excalibur.
Excalibur. Yeah, he lives in Dallas. We met up in Berkeley, California before, and from there we started a good friendship, and I asked him if he could co-host the show with me from time to time, and he did. And until now, he moved from there to from California to here in Dallas. I mean, Houston, he's in Dallas. And from there we Skyped together. We would podcast from there and talking about gay issues and non-gay issues. We don't want to be always gay. We also do non-gay issues. So we talk about pop culture and TV and movie reviews. He's always good at that, the movie reviews. So, yeah, it's fun to have a co-host.
On your website, I was reading the about section, and one of the things that you mentioned was you interview people and you talk about different things from different walks of life, and you say usually in the bear sense. Now, what does that mean, something in the bear sense to you?
In the bear sense, usually there are a lot of musicians and a lot of porn actors even. And bear sense because these people who I interview are usually in the bear community. Mm. And that's pretty much it. Like I've interviewed porn actors and lots of musicians like Freddie Freeman and Kendall from New York. And I got to interview them also. People who are, let's say, regular Joes. I just met him here. It's So I saw him online. Hey, let's chat. Let me call you back. Hey, let me call you. And then we chatted and talked about how is life to be a theater manager, you know?
Right.
So that's pretty much any person from like I said, like porn actors up to the regular Joe, that's the people I interview.
Mm-hmm. Excellent. And I think one of the bigger pieces of news that I just saw recently on your website, and I heard you guys talk a little bit about, is the Bear Radio Network and your involvement with that. Can you tell us a little bit about that project and what's going on there?
Okay. It's an honor to be included here in the Bear community for us. It's great to join the network because the Bear Radio Network, they play eclectic gay music 24/7. And they play a lot of gay music, and most of them are also bear musicians, and they have a very good set of artists that they play there in the bearradio.net. And I got to talk to one of the people whose podcast is being aired there. They invited me to join the network, so that's what I did. I contacted the owner and then they included us in the show. So now we're going to be airing every Thursday. Every Thursday,
awesome.
10 p.m. Yeah, 10 p.m. Eastern and 10 p.m. Pacific. Every Thursday. Yeah,
excellent.
So, wow, live bears.
Live bears.
Watch out for live bears. 10 o'clock at night.
They're digging in through your... it is recorded.
Yeah, well, they're digging in through your trash cans. That's,
okay.
That's where I grew up in the mountains, you know? So it was like, you had to cover that trash can for those live bears. Don't feed the bears.
Excellent. Well, to any of our listeners out there who did not know about that, you can check out bearradio.net. And even if you're not a bear, I have to say this has been such a fascinating insight into the community at bearpodcast.com. That is Maynard's show. You can also find him and Roy or Excalibur on there. You guys push a couple shows out a week if you get a little prolific, a little bit more, a little bit less. I love that about your show. It just, when it comes, I'm like, oh yay, there's new stuff to listen to. Woohoo, woohoo, woo. Thank you so much for joining us on the show. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
And I say woof.
Folks, thanks for listening to another Windy City Queercast. This program is brought to you in part by Bud Light. Bud Light, always worth it.
And LaSalle Bank. LaSalle Bank, making more possible.
And American Airlines, offering exciting GLBT vacations online at aa.com/rainbow.
And Broadway in Chicago. For the hottest tickets in town, visit broadwayinchicago.com. So that's our show. I'm Amy Matheny.
And I'm Peter Maverick. Please comment on our shows at windycityqueercast.com and in iTunes.
And email us for giveaways at WCMGpromo@AOL.com.
Folks, we want to tell you that the next Queercast is only days away, so don't miss it. Windy City Queercast, queer and now.
Best and the brightest, served up daily by the sharpest minds in content delivery, Podshow and Limelight.